There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Rich Seidman is staying with us for the second hour. I'm delighted to have him with us. And his website, offgridmontana.com. His book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. So in a nutshell, Rich Seidman had a job, a very good job, and in New York City, doing very, very well. And he gave it all up to live off the grid in Montana. Hunting for food, fishing for food, living without being connected to the electric company. He has his own solar array. He has his battery bank. And should the weather be overcast for day after day after day, he's got a generator system that charges the batteries. He's got his well. He's got a gravity feed system. And he's able to live off the grid nicely, comfortably. He's got wood heat. He's got animals. He's got a chainsaw. And he's living what many would consider the American dream. And you can too. You have to make that decision to do it. And let me tie together those thoughts with, how do you afford some of this? Well, if you turn what you're doing, your move to the farm, into a business where you, let's say you teach other people on the internet, you write a blog about your journey. Well, that chainsaw that you're learning how to use for the first time, that can be an expense against your business. The chain, the chainsaw, the gas can, the oil, the chain bar oil, the file, the tools, the hammers, the saws, the hand saws, all of that, all the things that you put into your blog about how you've done it can be deductions against your business. It's a great way to go. And if you think about it, farmers use their tools, their tractors, their supplies, their barns, their buildings, their fences. Those are all deductible against their business. You can take advantage of the tax laws and make them work for you. You can. And we're going to teach you how to do that at the Get Prepared Expo. If you want to come to my seminar and Rich's seminar, you can combine the two and put those thoughts together and take the same deductions that the rich take. Rich, even let's talk about the supply chain. And the reason I think we should talk about it is we want to improve our lot in life in the middle class. And one way we can do it is not be victims of the supply chain. Right now there is a strike in Los Angeles. The longshoremen are on strike. The ships are out at sea waiting to come in. There's a slowdown. There's a disruption. Oil filters are, the ones that I would want to buy, are twice as expensive as they were 3 months ago. Parts are getting harder and harder to get, and they're costing more because of the supply is reduced. Uh-huh. There are even products that are made that we wanted to sell at the Get Prepared Expo. I won't mention what they are because if I do, I'll cause a run on them. But there are products that we can't get that we want to have available, survival-type items that we can't get because of the supply disruption with the longshoreman strike. in California. So if you don't think that this can happen, if you don't think that there's a weather situation that can happen, just look at the East Coast. It's been pummeled. Look at the supply chain. It's happening. So, Rich Sheehan, let's talk about the supply chain and what could happen to us and what we need to do to protect ourselves to live better in the middle class.
Well, Vince, first of all, I've got to preface this by saying I really like the way you go into a topic, because you go into, when you ask a question, you ask it also in the why sense before you address the how-to sense. And that puts things in context, and that's one of the reasons I enjoy that philosophy and ideology, because, or methodology, I should say, and that's the way I wrote the book. And I just want to mention a few things, too, to add to that before we discuss some of the how-to. For example, you know, there's been a lot of talk in the last few months about vaccines. If our leaders really cared about us that much, do you think they would give amnesty to 5 million people, sick people at a time? And what about GMO foods, folks? The technology is there that they are putting bacteria, antibiotics, herbicides like Roundup in our foods. And I mentioned this on the last show, in case you have new listeners for this hour, events. This is so important to mention. 96% of Monsanto shareholders don't want GMO ingredients to be exposed. It's all about the money, folks. In fact, I worked for the pharmaceutical industry for over 20 years. All they care about is managing the symptoms and not curing or preventing disease. In fact, 9 out of 10 drug makers spend more money on marketing than on research and development. I want to repeat that last sentence. 9 out of 10 drug makers spend more money on marketing than research and development. It's not about the betterment of the poor and the middle class. It's about the control and the addiction of money and power. And unless we try to control our own destiny, people, however you decide to do it, with, I call it the penny saved, penny earned mentality, if we do not work together and have synergy, if we continue to allow the powers that be to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people, then we won't have a plan of action. And one of the best ways that I feel that we can do this as an American people, shouldn't matter what color you are, anything to do with sex, what gender you are, I say move, as many of you that can do it, move to rural America. Buy a piece of land. If you have to do it with multiple families, multiple people, build a small house, a very small house, because don't forget taxes, insurance, and maintenance are directly proportional to the size of the home. And grow a garden. Raise a few animals. I mean, if you have a family of four and you had a cow, my gosh, you know how big a cow is? I mean, you can live off of a cow for like 2 years, 3 years. There's some 19th century skills that we have lost as a people, as an American people. And I'm not saying we need to go back and live that way 100%. I'm saying we need to dovetail those skills with 21st century technology, like a solar array, for example, and create a plan of action that's going to make us survive and maybe even thrive and not be that hamster on a treadmill running to nowhere, Vince.
You talked about a cow could last 2 or 3 years. Well, I can put an exclamation point on that, too. We have a cow in the freezer, and it was it broke its leg, and there's just no way we could fix it. And we had to put it down. And it's in the freezer. And it's been in the freezer for 3 years, and the last of it is being consumed now. So, I mean, you know, probably maybe only 5 or 10 pounds left, but you're absolutely correct. And when you were talking about the pharmaceutical industry, it reminded me of a commercial that I was watching on YouTube. It was about, and I'll put a link on the website to this, it's about Apple computers, and they were comparing the PC to the Mac. And in this commercial, one man would kind of look like Bill Gates, would get up and he'd say, "I'm a PC," and the other guy would say, kind of like a casual guy, "I'm a Mac." And so they talked about, during this commercial, the problem with Windows So the Mac guy was talking about all the problems with the new version of Windows. And so the PC guy has this great big pile of money stacked up, and he says, you know, this is the money that we're spending on marketing, and then there's a tiny pile of money, and this is the pile of money we're spending on fixing the problems with Windows. Very small amount, maybe a few percent of the big pile for marketing. And then the Mac guy says, well, that's all you're spending on repairing Windows? And the PC guy grabs it and says, you're right, and takes it all and puts it in marketing. So the point is, you're absolutely right. We are looking at alleviating the symptoms, not fixing the problems. And there was a commercial, an absolutely brilliant 60-second commercial that Apple Computer did about that, aimed right at Microsoft. And they were right. They're absolutely right. So, Rich, you're right. And if you look at drugs, what drugs actually fix the problem? Very few, right?
Very few. Absolutely.
Okay. So if you look at it that way, then what we need to do to improve our lot in life is to make sure we're healthy. And how are we going to do that if we're eating GMO foods? It's going to be really difficult. So the answer is kind of simple. You need to buy a farm. You need to get out of the city. You need to get out of the suburbs. Sell it while you can. That's my opinion. Sell it while you can. Learn the skills. Get the tools. Get a simple house. Heat it with wood if you can. Because the supply of propane could be halted. The supply of electricity, if you have a heat pump, could be halted. The supply of fuel oil could be halted. So you need to have supplies on hand of those things and ride out years. In our case, we cook with propane. It's convenient, but we have 8 years worth. Rich, how about you? How do you cook? And I saw it on the video, so why don't we share that?
Yeah. Well, we have an Amish-made wood cook stove in our cabin, and that provides us not only with heat and the ability to cook, but that gives us hot water as well. Now, we live a little rugged. In fact, I just came out with a news program and a local production company in Montana. We just made a video. They came out for a 24-hour period in late September and did a video. And I did as much on the video as I could. Unfortunately, we had a hard frost, and my greenhouses were cooked, but I still had some coal crops out there. And that'll give you some information. In fact, you can go to my website, folks, offgridmontana.com, and you can purchase the video off of somebody's shopping cart there. And I'll go into a little more specificity, Vince, after the break.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad to know that the video is complete and available for sale. And Rich should have them at the Get Prepared Expo, and he can autograph them for you. And it's a great learning tool on how you can do it. No kidding. I've seen it. We'll be right back. Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Levin, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Rich Stevens with us. One New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana. He did it. He literally jumped off the corporate ladder and took care of his own destiny. If things go well, it's because he planned and prepared and made it happen that way. If things go bad, well, he might have learned a lesson on what he needed to do next time. And that's what happens here at the farm. And I was talking with our engineer, Trevor, during the commercial announcements. And I mentioned that what we do here at USA Prepares, our lifestyle, is one of looking at, not negatively, of all these bad things that can happen, but we're aware of them. And we're aware that there are tools and supplies and things that we need. We're aware that the power grid can go down at any time. And in order to prepare for that, just one simple thing I'll share with you. I have an emergency power system that's hooked up that will run a couple hours through the broadcast. So if the power goes down, I can continue running these computers on battery backup, even though our solar array is not installed yet. I can run the broadcast and get through the 2 hours. I can do that as long as the phone lines and the internet aren't down. So we take those kinds of preparations we take them very seriously. And Rich, let's talk about nutrition, because that's something that's really important. If you put lousy gas in your car, lousy diesel in your truck, it's not going to run very well. And the same with food and nutrition, right?
Absolutely. In fact, when you look at cancer, I'll go by one of your analogies in the last segment, Vince. We keep treating the tumor and not the disease. We need to build our immune system. So when you look at how, first of all, one out of two of us are dying of cancer in America. In 1900, it was one out of 60. Now, We need to look at things like nutrition, hydration, exercise, and sleep, which are really the poisons and the exposures to chemicals that are in the water and air that's really degrading our bodies. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to die of cancer in the country. I'm saying you're going to lower the probability of getting cancer and hopefully have a higher quality of life during the duration. Now, let's just look at water, for example, Vince. You know, let's take fluoride for an example. Fluoride is often the main ingredient in rat poison. There is zero research of any benefits to fluoride. It causes tooth decay, cancer, brain lesions. This is proven. And it also makes people sterile and docile. And maybe that's, you know, the sedentary part of it. Maybe that's part of the plan of action by the elite. And you have to also look at how many women are having problems getting pregnant today. And I think that industry is going through the roof because it's getting tougher to do. And fluoride could be one of the main culprits. Now, when you talk about cancer, when you talk about health, I think I wouldn't do your listeners a service if I didn't mention one of the stories in here. I'll just mention a few quick excerpts. Do you remember the Dr. Brzezinski story, Vince?
Yes, but share it with us.
Yeah, he's an MD and a PhD. Basically, he created a cure for cancer of up to 80%, and he was unethically treated by the FDA and the National Cancer Institute for about 15 years. They gave him hell because his so-called therapies were not approved. Well, the National Cancer Institute, folks, just like the FDA, is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This is basically what Obamacare is, okay? It's under that category. And I'm making an extremely long story short. What these people did is that they took his anti-neoplastin therapy. They stole it. They stole his paperwork. Finally, when they couldn't pin any crime on him, they said, okay, well, let's do this together. They used doses that were so therapeutically small, they were literally non-efficacious for the outcome. And they did this just to reduce or eliminate his credibility. This is the Obamacare Department who is doing this, okay? The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I made a very long story short. There's more specificity and details in the book. Folks, we don't have our so-called leaders on our side. It's up to us to take the reins and help each other out because we have abdicated our responsibility to contribute to the future as a culture.
Rich Even, I'll be right back. We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. And Rich, you mentioned Dr. Brzezinski and his cancer treatments. Well, last night at the meetup, we had a presentation with Gene Lewis. And his book is Survival of the Slickest. And he talks about attorneys and the system and how corrupt it is and how you're really fortunate if you get justice. It could be an accident for you to get justice. And we see this over and over at USA Prepares. And so we talked about Kent Hovind. Sometimes his name is pronounced Kent Hovind. And I used to listen to him on shortwave radio, and he's a great guy and talks about creationism. And he was imprisoned for structuring, meaning he was asked by his bank to make transactions less than $10,000 because it was more paperwork for the bank to report transactions to the feds of over $10,000. So it's his own money, and he was asked by the bank to make them less than $10,000, and it looks like he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison because he followed the orders of request of his banker and making transactions less than $10,000. Okay? Well, this kind of thing happens over and over and over. And so when you talk about this, Rich Sheeben, and cancer treatments, there are a lot of really good guys facing prison. One of our instructors spent about 15 years in prison, maximum security, for rape and murder that he didn't commit. And he won the largest award ever in the United States history, which is Jeffrey Deskovic. He's one of your instructors, USAPrepares.com. Mike Parsons is in prison right now. He ran for office and he won, and he was going to clean up the county, Tipton County, Tennessee. Next thing you know, he's in prison. We have Steve Engel. 911 guys show up at his door. Somebody calls 911. Allegedly, he opens the door. He's got his 45 in his hand, holding it by the muzzle, pointed up. There's a police account that says that he assaulted two police officers. He's facing prison time. They came to his house. This kind of stuff goes on and on and on. And this is just USA Prepares. This is just us. And then, of course, there's a guy who was tased in his car in Sparta, Missouri. Tased in his car. A crime. Absolute crime. And so where is the attorney general? Where is the sheriff? Why is this cop who tases someone in his car still allowed to walk around? He's a domestic terrorist, this cop. And that's in Sparta, Missouri. I'm not going to Sparta, Missouri. I'm not going to Sparta, Missouri. Why would I go there? Why would I risk being tased by an out-of-control thug cop? Andrew Spencer is his name. We've got to protect ourselves. We've got to get out of harm's way.
Yeah. Well, and this is what our Constitution and Bill of Rights was all about. The government was supposed to serve the people, and now it is in reverse. And I know I mentioned this on the air a lot, and people often ask me this question, Vince, what's the main reason for the middle class, the reduction of the middle class, and lack of prosperity for the middle class? Well, it certainly has a lot to do with ignorance, apathy, and indifference. But the number one reason, and I'm the only one in the country saying this, the number one reason for the middle class regression is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. In other words, the fear of telling the truth, or the fear of helping others, or the fear of seeing it like it is. And if we continue to be on this path, everything that makes us happy, healthy, or human, folks, is just going to fade away. From health, finance, and many other issues, we can't start. We have to stop waiting around for these big corporate oligarchies and government entities to do it for us. We have to take matters into our own hands and change the system for our benefit. It doesn't matter if it's politically correct or not. And this work doesn't begin with social welfare organizations or official authorities. It begins with you and me, folks, as free-thinking individuals. And your willingness to help others in any way will encourage the same in those around you. And we can trigger a tidal wave of independent action, independent thinking, and freedom. Because the state is broken. A broken system is incapable of mending the ailments of others. It's time for us to step in and take over, because we're not going to have anything left. And for those of you who have children or grandchildren, are you able to look in their eyes and say, well, everything's been squandered, we're afraid to say anything, and you're just going to be slaves? And that's where we're heading, because of the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. We have to say the truth. There's plenty of truths out there. And Vince, I'm going to go to a step and say even some of the tier one conservative talk show hosts, they only tell half truths, unlike yourself. They only tell, they never talk anything about the big oligarchies and the corruption and manipulation that they do, which is proven over and over and over again. And let me just give you an example. Now, so much talk about vaccines lately. I have an article here that's titled U.S. Media Blackout, colon, in Italian Court Rules Vaccine Causes Autism. And this was by a GlaxoSmithKline drug. And this just happened a little over a month ago. So we're in a position that the media will not say any truths if it's derogatory about especially a big corporate oligarchy, because, as I mentioned earlier, we're in a fascist state where the big corporate oligarchies and big government are in bed together. And if we don't start sticking up for each other, because that's what I do, I try and stick up for the middle class. I'm not saying I'm representing them. I'm just saying I'm trying to stick up for them. And one of the things that we must demand as a people is that the people who we elect, they should be subservient to us and not feel like they are our gods, because they are in there to serve, not to. Ambition should have nothing to do with being a government worker. If you're getting paid by the taxpayers, you should do everything in your power to try to help serve the taxpayers who are paying your bill. And since we're printing up to $85 billion per month, that's going out the window now, too. So I think I can come up with a million reasons, folks, on why we need to prepare and stick up for one another and help each other out as an American people, because there's nothing more American than moving to the country and helping each other out. That's how we built this country.
Rich Sheban, you bought a farm, and to get down to brass tacks, you bought a farm, you figured out where you're going to move. Can you spend a couple minutes telling us what went into that decision, what you looked for, what you wanted, and let's get our class thinking about that step, getting them out of the urban and suburban environments if they want to. What went into your decision?
Well, first of all, Vince, I believe that quality of life is inversely proportional to population. So that being said, I looked for a place where the human population to natural resource ratio was not compromised, especially regarding water. And what's happening right now with the Salish Kootenai Indian tribes and the Water Compact, they're trying to do a big federal land water grab with not only reservation water, but water in peripheral counties as well. And this is turning into Senate Judiciary Committee that passed the first step on this has been bought out under the table. So what we need to do is look for places that has as much varied topography as possible, with land, with trees, with water, and not just surface water, but aquifer water, maybe as important, if not more important. In other words, a well. Look for places that has game, wild game, that has rocks, all natural resources that you could use to your advantage and to save money and use that philosophy of a penny served. A penny saved is a penny earned methodology. So I love the North Country because I enjoy hunting and fishing, and I'm not a big heat and humidity fan, first of all. So the South wasn't really one of my options. Plus, there's more people in the South in some areas than natural resources. I wanted to keep away from that. I just think that go where your interests and hobbies are, go where your skills are, and look for the right people to do it with. And if you can use those three criteria, I think you could be a lot happier and well more prepared with what might be coming down the pike. And, you know, we can talk about this for hours, Vince, but I think that's the general input that I would have to answer your question in a general way.
You know, I've got to agree with you totally. Everything you said about population to natural resources, water, surface water, well water, and when we bought our farm, we looked at all of those things. Freedom from restrictions is another one. Small, tiny, tiny, tiny county government, non-incorporated city near us or town near us, and we have all of those things. A non-incorporated town, one of the few in Missouri that's The town near us is not incorporated, not part of the system. We don't have a police force. We don't have trash. We don't have all those things, the trash service, the curbs. We don't have any of that. A lot of our roads aren't even paved. And I'd like to suggest that I've gotten some calls about people who want to build a community out this way. So when you come to the Get Prepared Expo, seek me out and let me know if you're interested in building a community, because I'm working with a realtor who knows about properties, and we're trying to bring him on as part of our faculty as well for getting a large piece of land, let's say 1 square mile, where we can subdivide it into lots where you can have 20, 40, 60 acres and be part of a community right here, right near us on our farm. So if you're interested, come see us at the Get Prepared Expo. We've got Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, you're on with Rich Sheehan and me. Welcome.
Hello, Vince. Hello, Rich. I've been very hesitant to call today, Vince. I've been listening to your whole show, and several things came up. Number one, in the name of being positive, I do want to look for the positive. The man named Dale Carnegie years ago, I'll hold.
Yep. Yeah, I missed that class. I missed the Dale Carnegie class on how to win friends and influence people. And some people remind me of that, that I just say it the way I see it. And a lot of us here do. Mark from Pennsylvania will be right back with you right after these few short commercial announcements. Rich Sheehan's with us. OffGridMontana.com. Okay, class, who wants to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? All spiders have 8 legs, but do the hairy ones have the most meat? Is it true grasshopper legs taste like chicken? Which bugs have the most protein? Which are best served dried, and which are best eaten while still alive? Which bugs are the most dangerous for your children to eat? Do you like the sound of this? We don't either, so you'll have to go to a government-sponsored expo for cooking with bugs. The Get Prepared Expo has so many great seminars, we had to cross the poorly attended ones off our list, like the Red Cross, FEMA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Internal Revenue Service, the American Cancer Society, CERT, and Homeland Security. We can't help everyone, just the really bright people, the top 1% of thinkers and doers, like you. The rest, the other 99% who don't think and don't do, well, the government's standing ready to help them. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March. For details, visit GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Vanelli.
Class, I've got a news flash for you. We'll get to Mark and Richie in just a second. The deep freeze on the East Coast, engineered by your government, the geoengineering, has almost shut down the Hudson River. The Coast Guard icebreakers are trying to keep a lane open. And from the pictures that I see on the internet, it's almost closed. Okay, the Hudson River is almost closed, and what comes into the East Coast from through the Hudson River? Well, salt and home heating oil. 75% of the nation's heating oil is transported through New England, New York, and New Jersey. Barges bring that 90% of that in. Okay, the U.S. Coast Guard icebreakers are trying to keep that pathway open for salt, cement, and home heating oil. During the summer, I purchased home heating oil for the farm, which is farm diesel. I topped off because I thought something was going to happen. I thought it was going to be bad. I thought it was going to be so bad that we built a barn to protect ourselves. Well, it missed us, and it hit the Northeast. So I just wanted to share that with you. Pretty serious. I'll put the post on the website right after the top of the hour. Mark in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Yes, as I shared, that guy named Dale Carnegie, he says, appeal to the nobler motives and throw down a challenge. And the other thing that came to my mind was a scene out of the movie. I don't know if you remember this guy named, this actor named Al Pacino, and he was in that movie called Scent of a Woman, where he stands up in the defense of a young kid that's going through, about ready to go through the Baird School for young businessmen coming up in the world in the Ivy League ranks. And he stands up and he says, you know, if he was a younger man, he'd take a flamethrower to this place. There's a couple, people that I kind of despise, and those are politicians who play games with people's lives and corporatists who, seek to benefit at the, you know, for profit at the expense of their fellow countrymen. Now, there's an elephant in the living room right here, guys, and, I won't go into it online, but I would like to have a talk with you, Vincent, offline, because this is a serious issue. This has got me stirred very deeply, because there are those who have benefited from this corporate system who've made a lot of money and who would now seek to turn around and tell us how to correct things, as, you know, they've all gone to heck in a handbasket, okay? When I was a younger man, I was in the face of a very, very powerful person there where I grew up, who had a lot of land, a lot more land than you do, Vince, and a lot more money than you had, Vince, even now. And I had to stand up to him, and I had to say no, because I would not be compromised by this person. And that person happened to be my father. Okay? So it has to do, and I didn't benefit from standing up, but I stood up to the truth, because he was destroying, he had already destroyed our family, which was my second family. Okay? So, some more truths need to be told about some of the people that are involved in this movement, Vince, because some had benefited before, and I have direct evidence of the industry of which your guest has been a part of, and I thought he was a part of that industry for just a short time. Turns out he was in there for 20 years. If you didn't smell a rat and you didn't speak up before, and now you want to speak up, that's a little bit disingenuous and it's hypocritical. I'm sorry to say that, Vince, but I'm telling you the truth of what I sense about this. And I'm stirred deeply about this right now.
Mark,
I marked this mark in Philadelphia, and I'm bringing this to your attention. I don't agree with some of the things here. And, okay, so it stirs me deeply. I've lost people to pharmaceuticals, and this was a few years back. And the people who benefited from selling pharmaceuticals bear responsibility. And if they say, well, they didn't know about it, and they weren't a medical professional, this or that, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. The pharmaceutical...
Mark, hold that thought. Let's give Rich a chance to respond. Rich, we only have a couple seconds. Your comments?
Yeah, well, first of all, I even put in the book, Mark, that I tried to ask for a part-time job share and stuck to my principal, and they told me it was for women only. And after I left the company pled guilty to bribery, fraud, and other crimes. And this is GlaxoSmithKline. They lied to the FDA. They deceived regulators about the effectiveness of their drugs. So all these things I actually put in the book, including what I mentioned earlier about how the Italian court ruled GlaxoSmithKline vaccines cause autism because of the U.S. media blackout. So all these things...
We're out of time. We're out of time. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is...
SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.